Award-winning director Ravi Jain joins us this morning to talk about Canadian Stage's presentation and Ravi's critically acclaimed production of the gender-bending Prince Hamlet. It's currently running at the Berkeley Street Theatre until the 24th, and Ravi joins us this morning to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
Gender-bending. Inclusive. Now, does this have anything to do with the fact that you have a production company that is, their main thing is Why Not Theatre? It's called Why Not Theatre,
yes.
And it's about the exploration of difference?
Yeah, and that we challenge what stories are being told and who gets to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a really exciting thing for me with Hamlet is like the play for the theater. It's such an iconic, important play in the theater. And what's so exciting for me is that we've been able to, you know, change the perspective of who gets to tell this story. So
right.
Christine Horne stars as Hamlet, who's a woman,
mm-hmm.
and Don Jenny Burley is a deaf actor who plays Horatio, Hamlet's best friend.
This is incredible.
And so,
yeah.
You know, ASL and English is together in the production throughout the whole time.
Yeah. Now, when you first contemplated this, I mean, taking on Shakespeare, I mean, you're not starting off small. You're going right to the big boys right
yeah.
away. Was
yeah.
that a little intimidating?
Well, you know, my background was in classical texts.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually, the rearrangement of the text I had done while I was in university at NYU in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
So it had been something that I'd been into for a long time. And then when I first started my company, Why Not Theatre, in Toronto in 2007, it was the first production, the same text was the exact same thing we did.
Right.
And so when we did it 2 years ago, it was the 10th anniversary of my company. And we thought, let's do it all over again, but from a very different perspective
mm-hmm.
To celebrate how far we've come.
Right. Now, let's talk about Don Jenny Burley,
mm-hmm.
who is the central character and the narrator. And plays the role of Horatio.
Yeah.
And she does it all on sign language.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that, Mike?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It's unbelievable.
It is.
So how that came about is in the play Hamlet, at the end, Horatio's the last one standing. Everyone else is dying. And
yeah.
as Hamlet's dying, he says to Horatio, "Will you tell the world my story?" And so our production starts at the end where Horatio says, "I'm going to tell you the story." And as she narrates, we kind of get a flashback of the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing to, you know, that the person, you know, deaf people in the world have very little power because of privileges that hearing people have. We live in a hearing world.
Sure. Yeah.
And so in our play, our deaf actor has the most power. In her hands is the entire story.
Mm-hmm.
And what's also really beautiful about that is Shakespeare tends to be focused more about the words.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have an actor of Don's quality signing along,
amazing.
You see the words. And it really gives a kind of poetry to the text. And she's done an immense job in translating the ASL into poetic Shakespearean language. So it's pretty amazing the response from deaf audiences. So if people have deaf friends, they should absolutely encourage them to see it because they're seeing their language in a totally different way.
Absolutely. And the amazing thing to me was when she was doing this sign language, I thought, why are you demonstrating so much? But that is all a part of the language.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very expressive language.
Very.
And what's exciting for that, for the hearing actors, the opportunity it gives is they're really pulling back a lot of the times. So you get these very different experiences of the same speeches.
That's
or
true,
different experiences
yeah.
of scenes. You know, an actor might be very still and quiet, but Dawn is very expressive, expressing that anger that the character might have in a very different way. So again, within the play, we're playing with different perspectives
sure.
of how the story is being
yes.
told.
Yes, and it's almost like she's louder than the other characters. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It is mind and gender bending.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, did you cast this play?
I did, yeah.
Great. And what was your reason for hiring Karen Robinson, who I love and adore?
I mean, you know, do you ever not need a reason to cast
no,
Karen Robinson?
No, I just want to talk about
yeah,
her.
Yeah, not teasing. No, she's brilliant. And, you know, for me, the casting process was really around trying to find, you know, actors who I love.
Yes.
Who I would never see traditionally cast in these roles.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Karen is a tremendous actor in Canada and I think she understudied Gertrude at Stratford.
Right.
But she wasn't able to necessarily have the uh-huh. role. And yeah, so the casting throughout was I really wanted to see these actors who I love,
mm-hmm.
who I think are brilliant,
mm-hmm.
and I want to see them shine in these roles.
Right. And she does such a wonderful job.
Sorry, yeah.
What do you think it is about, I mean, this isn't the first time that someone has taken Hamlet and mm-hmm. looked at it. I mean, Tom Stoppard did it with Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead. What is it about Hamlet that makes it so malleable to be able to do this from different perspectives? Is it the sheer amount of characters, the story that everyone knows?
I think that's a great question. I mean, I feel like it's one of those ones that a lot of people know the story, or they know even just a little bit of it, enough of it to know, kind of get the gist of it.
Sure.
But the more, you know, you listen to it and watch it, the more for me it's really interrogates questions that we continue to struggle with about life.
Mm-hmm. And death.
And death and understanding relationships and emotions and how I really feel versus how I present to the world mm-hmm. how I feel. Mm-hmm. And I think it's one of those, it hits the right button that sticks with us kind of for a very long time.
And the whole concept of revenge and a person's perspective where it might not be the same as the next person's perspective.
Absolutely.
And secrets.
Secret, absolutely. Yeah, that was a lot of fun in our cut of the text. I really tried to emphasize this feeling of spying and like Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. I intercut a scene where they're talking to Hamlet, and then it cuts to them also talking to the king and the queen at the same time. And what they're relating to the king and queen isn't necessarily what they experience. So we see the kind of how we tell stories and
that's so relevant because I mean that's you're explaining social media right there.
Yeah, right.
<You know? laughs>
In a big way.
Yeah.
And the stage of the set is very minimal, except for I'm going to ask you now the plots of dirt or earth on the ground and even people bringing it on and taking it off. I mean that was just what? So tell us about that.
Yeah, and there's also these three big large mirrors in the back as well. And a lot of those inspirations came from Shakespeare's play itself. So Shakespeare says in one of the scenes that's cut in our version, but you know, acting is to hold the mirror up to nature. And so that mirror is a reflection, and a lot of times it shows a different perspective of what we're seeing.
Yes.
And the dirt, there's a very famous character, the gravedigger, in Hamlet, that's very funny and played wonderfully by Miriam Fernandez in our production. And Hamlet is really a lot about trying to understand mortality and death. And the piles of dirt are these graves that by the end of the play make sense, but in the beginning maybe they don't. But they're these piles of that represent loss and death and and these mounds that we create to commemorate people's lives.
And I remember that the dirt looked so fresh and moist and dark.
It's fresh, moist, and dark.
Wow.
Nothing but the best dirt for this production.
But I was really kind of captivated by that.
Yeah, you know, the life, it's interesting because dirt is life. It has 2 years ago when we did the production, we water the dirt all the time.
Uh-huh.
And 2 years ago, a little seedling had grown.
Get out of here.
Yeah, there was just a seed in the dirt. You know, you buy dirt.
Sure,
we didn't know.
Yeah, sure.
And so it's that thing about, we all return to dust. When you die, you come back to dirt, and dirt is alive.
Yes,
it gives life.
Yes.
Wow.
And it's pretty, so we keep it wet because otherwise it gets too dusty in the theater.
I see. Okay. I bet, yeah.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in and explaining this and talking to us about this incredibly, incredibly bright production.
Thank you so much, Ravi, for having me.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. Thanks. We've been speaking with award-winning director Ravi Jain. He's been talking to us about Cannes Stage's presentation of Ravi's critically acclaimed production and gender-bending Prince Hamlet, currently running until the 24th at the Berkeley Street Theatre. For tickets, you can call the box office 416-368-3110 or go to canadianstage.com. Thank you.
Thank you.